Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Ladies and gentlemen, this is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio, and this is A&M University, and I am your host, Wadette Mentu Hotep L, bringing to you the topic tonight called Walking with the Divine. What does that mean to you? On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this topic of walking with the divine was definitely inspired by life experiences of how things that occur to you and around you to determine events and certain results or events, you know, that is a confirmed change, you know. So now let's get into what divine is, and let's get into this. We have divine. It means of a God, and of, within that definition, it means away from, and away, it means from one state or condition to another. And now, or from one's own or accustomed place. Now, all together with this whole definition back to divine, which is of a God, it takes us into putting all the pieces together of from one state, condition, or place of a God to another state, condition, or a place. So now, would this be walking with the one state, the one condition, or one place of a God? I was like kind of curious about that. You know, these are things just been wondering about lately, you know. And so now, to walk with that state, does it heighten your sense of awareness? Does it increase senses like your intuition? And can it cause you to sense your intuition? Let's look at this example here of where, have you ever had a moment when your intuition tells you that an event you have scheduled at the end of the week will not happen, when it gives you that little whispering voice like, nah, what you wanted to do on Friday, it's not going to happen, bruh. And not to mention, in that same day, you also found out that the person who was supposed to assist you with traveling during that particular day of the week, that an event that is separate from you had happened that had caused them to not be able to make it at that day either. Of which that further confirmed that the day you scheduled, it wasn't meant to happen. And so this type of experience, as I think about it, you know, it could make someone wonder if the intuition is of a force that can read your thoughts and give you the result of whether the event was not going to occur. It can make you wonder if it is of a force that can either travel time to reach you in your moment in order for your intuition to alarm you, to let you know that what you had planned to schedule wasn't going to happen. And also the other event that wasn't even associated with you had occurred and happened to the person that was going to play their role to help make that day you had scheduled a possibility of happening. And so now, when we're looking at intuition and divine, the question is the intuition a source? Is it coming from, you know, God? And with it coming from God, is it that we already have something within us to be able to pick up that sense? So we have a brain, we have nerves, we have been, you know, given a lot of pieces of God that makes up who we are. You know, as in flesh, you know, that same force that exists that causes things to happen can even cause us to feel things too. For us to be able to guide ourselves along a life that had been given by way of, you know, God or supreme existence. You know, these things they happen to us often. And they're very intriguing, especially whenever you think about the word intuition, and it causes you to think about how you're affected by your environment. And because with intuition, as we examine it, it means a looking at. And we keep in mind, like, how would this apply to of a God with this word divine? And so that intuition, you know, it could be considered as a state or a condition that you're experiencing. You could, you know, so would intuition be divine? Something to think about. And in the sense that intuition helps you look at something within time while experiencing a place. Would intuition be the state, the condition of a God looking at something through you in order to inform you? Something to think about as well. And what about the travel you had scheduled? When we look at the scenario that was previously viewed of an event that was supposed to happen but didn't happen, but you were given, your intuition told you it wasn't going to happen. But when we examine that travel that you had scheduled for your particular day, you know, two things occurred that confirmed the day would not happen: your own intuition and the event that occurred to the person who was to help you out during that day. And, well, I suppose that the force that causes events and intuition to happen, it must be a part of the dark state, that is dark space, our planet and solar system flow through as we live and breathe. I mention that because whenever you're hit with intuition at a particular time, you know, we're dealing with time. In our particular place on the area on this planet, you know, it's inside of a solar system. And so knowing that there is a force that causes, that does affect the planet that we're on and the place, and it affects us, our feelings, you know, for us to experience our environment, you know, as we're living and breathing. And so when thinking about that force that causes life, that causes events, could cause be the divine that causes us to reflect on, like, wow, where is this coming from? Suppose this force may be something that's always here, that's always around. And it definitely has you think of, in regards to being at peace and also being patient. Because whenever you experience certain changes in life or certain alerts that change would happen, in some way, shape, or form, you know, God or the dark state known as black space that permeates through everything impacts us too, to be able to help us to examine what could happen in our environment to protect us. Suppose that this this particular state of feeling, you know, is God the Most High channeling through us to keep us aware of our environment according to what particular a particular place we want to be in time or on earth or in our lives. And this as far as this intuition and what it does and with it being caused by a divine force that can protect us, that can keep our awareness strong, you know, there's, in regards to this cause, there's books from the master teacher, Dr. Malachi Z. York, in his book where of that's called What is Spirit and Soul? That's on page 52, where it mentions that the physical senses of hearing, seeing, and feeling that they have spiritual counterparts by which the physical body receives impressions. Your four higher senses, which are telepathy, intuition, psychometry, and clairvoyance. It defines intuition, that Dr. York defines intuition there on page 52 by saying the quick perception, that intuition is the quick perception of truth by the mind without the intervention of any processes of thought. And that these are the senses that allow you to be in direct contact with supreme angelic beings at all times and at random. Now, when thinking about this, as far as in regards to supreme beings, supreme angelic beings, it does give the confirmation that there is outside forces that affect us. Would these outside forces be a part of the dark state that is around us and through everything that dominates light, because it's larger than it? But not to get too deep, but it's in regards to knowing that since we have a mind, a brain that can feel it, that same energy that created us and that same force that created us is the same one that gives us alerts. And it does go, and from, I'm sure most of us have experienced that when we want to be in a particular place according to our hearts and our desires, especially with them being positive ones, that we would receive messages of particular goals that would end up putting us in the right, in the direction where we desire to be. And so that ends up that we have experienced some of these results whenever we focused on being positive, being diligent, being disciplined, being patient, and being focused with these particular drives and desires. You know, they, when looking at the word divine and what premeets most, you know, throughout our physical existence, that same dark state is what provides us the divine force according to our desires. And when things change according to what we plan with our goals, that particular force, it does have an awareness of its own. And so would it be that according to divine, like an overall plan that's bigger than our own area where we're at and bigger than our own solar system, you know, would be those divine and the supreme angelic beings that know what we desire, but they have a particular divine plan for us and Earth too, and they constantly keep things in motion, to constantly keep things changing according to the right that needs to be brought in a particular place, in a particular area. And those things are what make how it occurs to us and how it happens, depending on what we're thinking about and where we want to be, thinking about the divine, that's what makes, to me, I'm thinking like that, that's what makes life, as abstract as it is, and as Forrest Gumpish as it is, because life's like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. You know, those are the type of things that that have me reflect on life. I hope that helps others reflect on life as well, you know, from information that was enlightened, you know, by, you know, Dr. York, you know, and also just by just reasoning and paying attention and looking at life itself in general. And definitely, man, and check this out. We got our next track by DJ Hall of Fame, disc jockey, DJ Honey B, and teaching us the sample, the shape in hip hop history. All right, take them back. From Lagos, Nigeria, from Looking Glass Entertainment, and dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. press 1 to join the conversation. Now as we're back on what's being spoken about, we left off at, you know, intuition. And this intuition is as far as energy or experiences from a divine. That what some of us may comprehend as, you know, God or whatnot. But in general, with far as the connection that we have physically in the relationship with our intuition that causes us to feel it, the cause. We also have things such as titles such as who he, in regards to when referencing, that's known as the creative force of will. For as a force that can cause things to come into form, you know, and all that comes from what, thought or mental energy, things that cause events to occur that do affect us. And as far as this term, hoo-hee, what had brought the thought in mind as far as in regards to about it dealing with causes, it was in reference to Dr. Malachi Z. York's actual fact number 10, Tehuti's vision, where on page 7, verse 32, where it mentions that who he causes endless movement, actions, and reactions. And this had caused me to look into what who he is and how it could be a cause of actions. Oh, and we have caller 1 in the queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Jerry Petito. I'm calling from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jerry. How are you doing? I'm doing great.
I'm doing
good. I appreciate
good.
You calling.
You know, I love your topics. I love listening to you. I have something to tell you. This is so weird. So, you know, coincidences and all this stuff. And, you know, I believe it's God for me. 100% I believe it's God. Something happened just yesterday, and it had to be God because there's no other explanation for it. I live in a 55 and over community. We had a ton of snow, and they didn't get to plow yet. And Robbinsville, my whole family lives in Robbinsville. Some parts were plowed, some parts were not. So we have a door in between our garage and our, you know, kitchen area, and they have it set up where the lock is on the inside so the older people can't get locked out into their garage. So you have to unlock it if you have it locked in your kitchen. You have to unlock it before it opens. Okay? You following me with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So yesterday I said to myself, go out in the garage and do a couple things. And I said, and I actually had this conversation with myself. I said, oh, don't bring your phone out there because it's really, really cold. I didn't want my phone to get freezing. So I put the phone on my kitchen counter. I unlock the door. I'm ready to walk out, and I hear a voice, I kid you not, get your phone. So I'm like, okay. I turn around. I grab my phone. I go out into the garage. I close the kitchen door like I always do. And I said, oh, let me go grab something else. I go in, and the door is locked. I can't get in my house. Now, that's not supposed to happen. That's impossible to happen. So I'm standing there, and I'm saying to myself, what if I didn't grab my phone? I'd be stuck in this freezing garage. So, of course, I called my daughter. Thank God her part of Robbinsville was just plowed, or she wouldn't be able to get out to come and get me. And she has my house key. So I was able to call her. She's only 7 minutes away. She was able to get out because her part of her development was plowed. Now, can you imagine if I didn't listen to that little voice?
Wow. That
okay.
Volume.
And I couldn't even open the garage because the snow was like covering half my garage. Listen, it was craziness. I haven't stopped thinking about it. I haven't stopped talking to God. And when I'm hearing you ask all these questions, like, is it divine? Is it a voice? Is it intuition? I'm like, how about that?
Yeah. That's that stuff that I'm talking about. And which brings out the fact that, you know, yes, it is what we call God in this state, you know, this entity. You know, it's that the dark that is. You know, it flows through everything. You know, some refer to dark matter, dark energy, things like that. Either way, you know, it makes up everything, flows through everything, and I'm like, and that is our connect. That is that divine connection that has us be able to experience feelings, be able to experience creating things, and the feeling of excitement, actually even breath, you know, because. When thinking about when we're just thinking and we feel things, it's like, yeah, it's always moving, always flowing, you know, and that I'm very appreciative of the knowledge that was put out by Dr. York to help guide the curiosity and to know as far as melanated culture to know like that we called it Hoohe. But what's even more closer is of inside the message when who, you know, it's like we do that naturally. And it wasn't more of whose knowledge is better, but it was more of what is in tune with actual physical actions. You know, because I'm like, wow, Creator gave these things, you know, and it's like, wow, like when exhaling, and my physical body does it naturally, and I see it happening to others, you know, that helps to see how divine is working through everything. And then when I'm like, wow, okay, I got a brain that can think, and it brought it into that force, brought things into form, it just has me just think of, consider life in detail, because especially when we're like, okay, we have abilities, you know, we can write, draw, we can think, we can be able to desire something so much that we can write it down or write a song about it, and portions of it happen, especially whenever you accomplish the goals that are associated to what you desire. And whenever events occur are not associated with you, but they still affect a particular scenario that your intuition is like, yes, this will happen, no, that will not happen, that it's a way we can see nature, that nature, which is God, that is Hoohe, that is always constantly in motion all the time. Basically, seeing, I could say, what do they call it? Suspended animation. Experiencing suspended animation continuously. But to note, though, what's really, really cool is that with the word animate, it means live being, also stems to living soul. We're looking up on etymonline.com, etymonline.com, which is really cool because it gets into the history of words. But the point is that anima of animate means to breathe. And I'm like, again, it goes right back to inhale, exhale, you know, actions that we execute and do naturally on our own. And we see creatures do it and all of that. So it's like, it's to know that it's a force
Yeah, and I'm like, we're dealing with, you know, we use forces for creativity or for destruction, and in this case of what this world's going through right now, you know, the more people are all correct and are right, that when they do positive things and focus on positive things, that it can bring positive results. You know, and so I thank you, Jerry, you know, for coming on the line. You know, and it's so awesome that you are an international internet radio Hall of Fame who has been enshrined. That is awesome.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
And now I'd like to bring on the next caller. Caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, you know, as you're walking with the divine, and how does it feel to you?
Peace. This is David NBA Pitt from Duke, Pennsylvania.
My pleasure, bro.
Yeah, and just listening, and me and Wajet, we talk often, but I was just absorbing, you know, what kind of what the topic was, and just thinking about, you know, the events that's taking place just within my own experience, just over the past days and weeks. And, you know, I would say that these particular phrases and these particular words and these, you know, arcane topics and type of views that we've been, you know, I'm going to say blessed to cross paths with and kind of attach ourselves to, you know, open us up to be in these particular conversations and circles to where we could be doing things and experiencing certain things, and because we may not have, you know, other people that we could kind of associate with to say, you know, I may have thought I was crazy because, like she said, like, there's a coincidence in how we experience these things on, you know, a regular basis, and attach a divine nature to it or a godly aspect to them. And, you know, it's like I was saying the other day, it's like, you know, a lot of times we look outside of ourselves, and, you know, because that's all we can do. And what's really happening is within us. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same force is moving the water, the same force is causing the wind to blow, the same hum, the same everything is also within us. So these events, because these things are always taking place, these events, because we're tuned into, you know, being divine, or tuned into the holy breath of the, you know, the who, or the you know, when we're tuned into these particular things, it's like it causes us, our vibrations to raise, so we're able to experience these particular phenomena that may be on different levels. So, you know, I am a witness to say, it's like things move in and out of position for your own, for it's almost say, for lack of a better term, is that for a testimony in our lives, if we're open to see it, because everybody can be looking at the same thing, but only a select few people are getting a certain type of, their intake is different. And, you know, just in my own experience just recently, it's like things were moved out of place at a certain time for things to happen at a different time in order for the knowledge that I gained within the time that it was supposed to happen to come together for me to build on. So, yeah, walking with the divine, walking with God, which is Gamaz Osdubar, and some circles is beauty, wisdom, and strength. It's like we've been walking with that since we were a drop of liquid, when we were just semen. And because none of us knew that this was going to, we were even going to exist on this particular plane to be talking about these things. So just to be here in this circle, you know, and being able to witness and also share the experiences of like mine is, you know, a blessing in itself. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, bro. You know, for sharing your wisdom, you know, and also in just your expressing itself, man. Everybody, even Jerry, you know, and anyone else coming on this line, you know what I'm saying? And also, we got a next track by Hall of Fame disc jockey DJ Honeybee Olansky, teaching us the samples shaping hip hop history.
Thank you.
Yes, DJ Olasky, I'm feeling these tracks you're putting out here, man, especially done with the history of hip-hop, and I can definitely hear some of the, some samples in there from some hip-hop tracks that some producers have used. I like what I'm hearing. I like what I'm hearing, and I love it, man. It takes me back. And also, with the vibes from that, from the tones of the tracks being played, I can definitely see why producers have sampled it so they could hear someone spit flows on those rhythms. Definitely, because even with a connection like that between a producer from what they would choose as a beat for a person to go in rhyme on an instrumental, that's a divine occurrence within itself, because the flow of life connecting to and hitting one person with a talent and a good ear, affecting another person with great talent and a good ear, it all ends up flowing together, because that divine energy does hit on a harmony too. Oh yeah. And also, let's see about our next caller. Our next caller that we have in, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Angela, I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing tonight? Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you for tuning in. So, how is it walking with the divine, and how has the journey been for you?
You know, I am a faithful God. I walk with it. It's a belief system, something that I believe in. So I truly believe in walking my faith. That is me. In the Word, I connect with the Word. The Word is the Word. But I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely appreciate. Definitely appreciate you as well.
Your last caller, he was amazing. He dropped some knowledge to me. So I thank him for tuning in and pressing one.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Thank you again, Dave. Thank you again, good brother. Yeah, man, because that a part of that whole divine connection, you know, one person putting out for his energy, rhythm, and it flowing and touching another, that divine is flowing through everything.
Tonight, even Brother O, and how you just, that song that he just played, and is how you just vibed off of that and just shared. I felt that over here. Like, when you was explaining it, like, it gave off a vibe. So you are definitely right. I thank you for this.
Thank you. Definitely appreciate your insight and observance too. Because it's wild how with that energy of the title being put out and for what ends up coming back, it's like we're in a whole web of just forces. Divine forces, and it's like anything that we do, it's like it just shoots out, you know, of course to the giant galactic center, but just shooting out, coming back, and the way it comes back and the way it moves, man, it's like a ball with a like little maze lines in it. You throw something out, you don't know how and what direction it's going to come back and what way. Oh, it's wild. It's like pinball or something.
But you know it's coming back. Because what you give out always come back.
Yeah.
That ripple effect. I call it the ripple effect. I want to thank you. I'm going to move out the way because I know you got other callers calling in. I thank you for what you're doing. You're doing an amazing job. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep bringing up the energy because I definitely feel it tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Definitely appreciate everyone. Definitely appreciate you as well, Angela. You know, and to ladies and gentlemen out there, we're bringing up that term, who he stands for, the creative force of will. And I definitely appreciate Dr. Malachi Z. York bringing that to light. You know, who is that great, the great deity of
creative force, that same force that provides us the breath that we use that like, animates everything around us, and our creativity and our talents and our skills are what act or what who has provided for us, you know, and allows us to be in tune with each other when working and also when receiving and providing instruction, you know. So it's great and it's awesome, and it's only a title to a force. That's all, you know. We have different names for it, but we know the force is there, you know. Hey, so I appreciate, you know, appreciate Star Wars, you know. May the force be with you and all those good things. And now, you know, the next track for Hall of Fame, this jockey, DJ Honeybee Oletsky, teaching us some more of the sample shaping hip-hop history.
Yeah. All right, watch it. You there?
Yes, okay. I am here. It kind of like crooked.
You know what? You got caught up in the spirit of my wonderful mastery of genius.
Loving it, man. Loving it, man. That's why, hey, man, no vibes and rhythm like that. It's like, it'll have people like, you know what? Yeah, we are walking in the divine right now. You know what? It is a web, and you know what? That web feels good. It's like, hey, I would just, okay, in the rhythm. Slave to the rhythm. Thank you, DJ Oledsky. Thank you so much, man. Now, two, walking with the divine and how that is to you.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. As we think, as we continue thinking on this, we continue thinking about this, we had the chance to reflect on coincidence, things that happen indirectly. Oh, now, speaking of, we have caller three in the queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Now, with the question of, what is it like walking with the divine, and how is that for you?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm feeling great. Raul Bat, feeling great, Brother Hooney.
Hey, Raul Bat. Yes, indeed. It is Hooney Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. You know, you're throwing down tonight. Personally, I think this is your personal best tonight, man. You know, you're really, really doing excellent. I just want to add on to the build, if you don't mind. The unique thing about heaven life is one thing. That's why those who are learned in the words, especially, is one of the things I constantly suggest is get into the origin of words. And when you study the original words, there's something unique that takes place. Many things have life, including, you know, a word that we use in the scripture called behemoth, beast man, right? There's many things that has life, but something very special took place when you look at Bereshit for Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, where it says that he took the man that he formed, talking about Elohim did this, actually, and he blew Nafaka, he blew into his nostrils, right? And it says man became alive, sometimes it mistranslated as soul. But it's not just life in the sense of K. The word is used, Nefesh Kayim, which is a divine spirit. Okay, so you got many things that have a spirit, but then Nefesh Kayim, like Elohim, is showing you that it's more than one thing taking place. And that's the thing that pretty much has been unnoticed for such a long time. And what you're doing tonight, you're really, really opening up the mysteries that a lot of people have been yearning and pretty much praying for. I thank you so much for answering a lot of prayers tonight, sir.
Thank you. I thank you for observing that. And I definitely appreciate you, Elder, you know, the master teacher, Dr. Malachi York, you know, and that it's such an honor, man. It really is, because even about this fabric of, you know, the dark state that has the force inside of it that provides life, that has experienced it from my generation to yours, that it's experiencing that flow happen. And Dr. York has been teaching still now and back since way before I was even born. And it's about the message and the energy from the message, because even that energy of relativity, you know, like when we witness it from our families too, you know, where they say certain things that have us want to attain to detail more about what's going on around us, despite what the titles are, but it's of the force that gives life and causes transitions, and
to witness the force of truth or relativity, just the force of life, you know, from my generation to yours, and also how it impacts others through what different titles that we call the force, and how it has impacted our lives. It's always an amazing experience, and it definitely has me appreciate reading, appreciate being able to think, being able to refine myself and experience others refining themselves too, because it's like, wow, like the shell that we were created to have, the shell that a force, a unquenching force constantly keeps it bound together, so we're able to experience it, and that's amazing in itself. Then we're able to impart force on other things, you know, in the creative way to help things grow, to even do amazing things, like you could draw something and then bring it and then use a skill to bring it into an actual physical form, which you thought, and then it's like we're picking up, we're pulling from that force, that creative force, that fabric all the time. Like just being liking machining and drawing, man, it just experiencing how crafts can bring what you desire to life through academics. It's that whole connection that allows us to connect to the divine, you know, and even it connects with everything that we're relatives, they can, where we have talents and get them from, pay attention to the small things. So it's reminders for me, and also those, you, Huni, and also others who have came and spoken, and everyone who are listening, you know, we're all a part of that rhythm. And it's got high notes, low notes, and it's all great, man. And I thank you again, Elder Huni. And we got another track by Hall of Fame disc jockey DJ Honeybee Olensky, teaching us some more and even more of the samples shaping hip hop history.
One, two, get down. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. Turn around.
All right, guys, and of course, why is that Mental Health Tip L? How you feel about those tracks tonight, man? You know what I mean? Because hip-hop history is all about the beat, the cadence, and the timing. And that's what I do as a DJ. All I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the song said, pay the cost to be the boss. You got to count your win. You got to count your loss. You got to pay the cost to be the boss. Hey, now back to the topic of walking with the divine and how's the journey for you. We have caller in the queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, good evening, Wajet. This is Sharice. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm just calling in, letting you know I am enjoying this topic, and I would like to thank you for being brave enough to, you know, talk about things like this, because a lot of us, we have the knowledge, but we just, you know, we don't want to set forth and talk about what we know because, you know, sometimes we're worried about how other people may view us or, you know, what the negative people may have to say. But this is a wonderful topic. God Force energy is all around us, is wonderful. Like today, I don't mean to get off the topic, but every now and then I like to, I just started seeing like Reiki practitioners where, you know, how they stick the pins and stuff in you so that that energy can flow throughout your body. So, like, this is a wonderful topic, and I hope by you coming on consistently and talking about things in relation to this topic will help to, you know, wake people up and to encourage them to share this information with, you know, neighbors and friends and, you know, people close to them so that we can all be on one accord.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your message because it is definitely important to spread. You know, because it has us be more considerate of what we're doing and where we are, especially knowing that we're always on a constant journey of improving ourselves, and also with improving ourselves, it's always causing us and challenging us to be aware. And with that being said, you know, that's coming from myself being in the growth period too, and we're all going through growth periods as well, because we have always been in a state of having to attain to detail of what's going on around us, and when we have things, as far as from elders who pass down knowledge, that have us look at the small things. Like how we exhale and how that tone is actually of the creative force itself, and it's of like, well, with this force is interacting with my heart, my mind, my nervous system for me to feel things, sense things, and it's like, well, then what is self-control then? You know, how beneficial is it? Is it that, you know, we're harnessing portions of the force to be able to apply it to creative things we can do. It had me reflect on resources and what is around. Like, beginning, like, wow, would always bring up, you know, like chores, and then at hobbies, activity that end up leading to things that can end great situations or to build up to great situations or to even help to provide them protection, aid, or support, which is tying in into endurance. And it's a constant evolving thing of we have, you know, been given things, you know, and to pay attention to the small things. So it's a constant lesson for myself, and also that's a lesson that remind others of as well, because we're all students. you know, and it's just a great reflection, and I appreciate you taking this time off to share this with everyone today. And you know what? We got you cozy time.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Wajet, for what you did to us and for us tonight on these stations. Tomorrow is a special night because it celebrates our 8th year of broadcasting. Tomorrow night, Merc City Hip Hop Program with Sharice Lee and my man Big Will. We come on with that beautiful music, and we do all types of time frames from the 1970s, 80s, and, you know, of course, that we call the golden era hip hop, you know, into the 2000s trap music. Tomorrow night is a celebration. All of our hosts, please come on and celebrate the 8th year broadcasting of Beverly Nation. Wow. And, you know, I was just talking to a friend of mine, a close friend of mine today, and looking back on the greatness of ONE and the greatness of, you know, what we have put forth. 167 hosts I've touched in this world. That's amazing in itself. And I want to thank all the folks that have been involved with us throughout these years. One person that I want to give thanks to is Antonia Batts. You know, that was a lady, Wajet, that's been with us throughout all of the trials and tribulations of Beverly Nation and Damon Network. And I want to thank her personally on this air, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. I believe that one day she will be part of the Hall of Fame, and she definitely deserves it because she's been with me all of these years. Thank you, Antonia, from the bottom of my heart. And, of course, Beverly Nation's advertising the ONE, which is on the deli and goes in the prize, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Prime Taiwan at buzzbot.com. We're in Gozy Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladeli and Gozy at Pinterest and Google Plus, Oladeli and Malou and Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, A&M University, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions on a wonderful program tonight? oladele.ngozy@myandgmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Tomorrow is a special day for me, so it's in transition. In 18 years from my mom. I remember, you know, starting this network with that, and I want to thank, you know, my mom for the inspiration. And I thank her out of the bottom of my heart for instilling her baby boy excellence and a commitment to it. Wajet, you got 1 minute and 42 seconds left to go on the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the guests that had tuned in, thank you so much for your attendance. And if you would like to know more about how the creative force of will, known as who he is, applicable to your skills and also life journey, here at Who He Enterprises, we'll be able to help you out with that. And you can, as far as get in contact with me in regards to this, at 917-691-0842. 917-691-0842. Everyone, enjoy your night, and always may the force be with you.